Hi, good evening. My name is Sam, and let me tell that we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, okay? So, can you please tell me if your age is between 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
20 to 29.
Thank you. Now, what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you so much. And first, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not to medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Like how many times per week?
Like how often? You can tell me maybe never, try once or twice.
I would say like once a month.
Once a month. All right, thank you. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form, hash or hash oil?
And this is like on average? Every 3 months?
All right, good. Now, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Like once a week.
Once a week. All right, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements about youth substances used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one of them. If you don't agree or disagree, you can also let me know. And for each statement, I will also ask for your opinion about what most adults in your community think and also about what parents may think. Okay?
So okay.
You may sound something repetitive sometimes, but it is different perspectives. So let me start with the first statement. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I would say agree.
Agree. Okay, thank you. So most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Here. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using vaping or not using e-cigarettes.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
No problem. So parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. We're halfway for the statements. We're almost done with the statements. So, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Sorry, so vaping, that includes like tobacco products?
It's pretty much vape, just the vaping products.
Okay, so not like vaping marijuana.
Correct. No, it's only vape, like a cigarette.
Okay. I'm gonna say no, no.
You will disagree?
Neither agree or disagree.
Oh, all right. You're neutral. Okay, good. No problem. So, next one. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
All right. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Sorry, I'm answering like what I think most people think in my community.
That's correct.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Now, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
And parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
All right, thank you. And we're almost there. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Neither agree nor disagree.
Thank you. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
And my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with junk products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Thank you. All right. Now, the questions I'm going to ask you, it's going to be about you, the following substances, which all of them are legal for adults in Minnesota. So if you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. So how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Once a week.
Thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor?
Once a month.
Once a month. Thank you. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
All right, thank you. Now, and just a final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I think I've seen a billboard like once or twice.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe yourself? Let me ask, an American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian or Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or White or other?
White.
Thank you. And as of talking of our appreciation, the Grow Fresi Vergas Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like coalition to donate to on your behalf. So we have Fresi, Vergas Area Community Clubs, or Cornerstone.
What was it?
Those are the two, like, pretty much associations, right? So you can select either Frizzy, Vergas Area Community Clubs, or Cornerstone.
The community one.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, so that actually concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time here, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.